We're on Daf Mem Amud Beis. After wishing everyone Chodesh Tov, when do I go? Now we're up to Omar Rabba, which you'll see after the two dots. You'll notice that Mem Amud Beis has more narrow lines, and then they get wider. And if you count down from the wide lines, it's about, I would say, seven lines down. The first word in the line is Zichron. And we're up to Omar Rabba. So the final conclusion of the Gemara that we studied yesterday was Zikaron Echad Ola Lekan Ulekan, which means that at the end of the day, the final Psak Halacha, and that's what we're familiar with in our Minug, is that on Rosh Hashanah, we don't mention Rosh Chodesh in our davening, because Yom HaZikaron HaZeh refers to both Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh. Omar Rabba, Ki Avina Bei Rav Huna, when I was visiting the yeshiva of Rav Huna, Iboilon. Iboilon, we raise the following question. Mahu lomar zman b'Rosh Hashanah u'b'Yom HaKippurim? Are we allowed, or are we required, I think would be a better way of saying it, to recite Birchas Shechiyonu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim? And what are the two tzadim of the Sofek? On the one hand, kevan de bizman lizman asi, just like any holiday that comes from time to time, it has its definite seasons, and it's very new in that sense, so we would recite Shechiyonu, is amrinan, therefore, on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, likewise, we should be reciting Shechiyonu. O dilma, or should we say, kevan de lo ikri regolim, the Torah says specifically in the Parsha of Emor, it says, Sholosh Regolim. Therefore, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are not included in that status of Regolim. So we have a series, we have a closed membership group called the Sholosh Regolim, and they generate a Chiyuv of Zman. And Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are outside of that membership. They don't have membership in the group. You can't call them Sholosh Regolim. Is therefore we don't recite Shechiyonu and Lohavi Biyadeh. And Rav Huna did not have and did not receive any clarification about this issue. Now let's talk for a moment about the Tzad Shlili, right, the second side called Lo Amrina. We would not recite Zman, Shechiyonu, on anything that's not a regal. The interpretation of Rashi, you know that Rashi wrote a book called the Machzor Vitri, or at least one of his Talmidim quotes Rashi extensively. And he goes on record as saying that when you say v'higyonu lizman hazeh, the word zman means l'regel hazeh. And regolim are called zmanim. And this is all based on Targum Unkelus, because Unkelus on the posuk in Shmos Chav Gimel, Sholosh Regolim, writes tlas zimnin. Now, you and I would have intuitively said, perhaps, regel comes from the Lashon of Aliyah L'regel, you know, you climb up there to Yerushalayim by foot. But Unkelus says that the word regel in the Pasuk Sholosh Regolim refers to Zmanim. So again, we would, if we had, you know, the wherewithal to do this, we'd have to do an etymological study of this Targum Unkelus. I actually have a good sefer here. I just thought of it now. It's called Yayin HaTov. Okay, maybe I'll get a chance. Who says it?
Bilam. It says that the...
Oh, right. Right. Yeah, that's already an even more extensive interpretation of the word regel. You know, it's not referring to Zman, but it's referring to Pa'amim, you know, like occasions. So that's the Machzor Vitri. And he adds the following. That if you have a concept called Moadim, then Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur can be called Moadim. But if you're talking about Regalim, that's a more circumscribed category of Zmanim. Not Moadim, but Zmanim. And again, these words are all, you know, to find nuances of differences between the two. But so he says the following, that a Moed is only called a Moed Gamur if it's a Regel. If it's not a Regel, you can call it a Moed, but it's not a Moed Gamur. Now, honestly, you know, I've been trained in the way I was brought up, is there's something called Kedushas Hayom. I can't begin to imagine that anyone with half a brain would say that the Kedushas Hazman of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is inferior to that of Shloshes Regalim. Although I admit that there's no mitzvah aliyah l'regel per se, but other than that, I mean, Yom Kippur is a category of its own, because there's no mitzvah of Seuda. On the contrary, the Torah gives us the mitzvah of Inui, which is Achiv Kares. But Adarab, I mean, that would seem to upgrade the Kedushas Hayom of Yom HaKippurim. In fact, we don't find a Heter Vochel Nefesh on Yom Kippur, which we find on Yontif. Or, for example, on Yom Kippur, we have Achiv Kares, which we don't have on Yontif. Yontif is only a violation of Allah. We call up six people to the Torah on Yom Kippur, indicating a higher level of Kedusha than that of a Yontif, which only gets five Olim. And you can probably go on and on. So that to understand this Gemara from the perspective of Kedusha Sayom is totally incorrect. And to say that when the Machzor Vitri identifies the Shalosh Regalim as a Moed Gamur, whereas Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is a Moed She'eno Gamur, as if to say that its Kedushas Hayom falls short of that of a Regel, I mean, that's something that's absolutely antithetical to everything that we know. So what does the Machzor Vitri mean when he says Enom Chashuvim Zman Gamur? And I'm tempted to think that perhaps, yeah, but you see, that's going to work for Yom Kippur. It's not going to help me for Rosh Hashanah. Let me just throw out an idea. It's almost who Mosiv love or who Mefarik love, you know. The dimension of Moed and the classification of the Shalosh Regalim as Moed Gamur in the nomenclature of the Machzor Vitri touches on the role of Klal Yisrael in creating a Moed. Now, for example, if I would ask you why we don't say Shechiyonu on Shabbos, so you might say that's a ridiculous question because Shabbos comes every week, so that's not called a Zman Chadash. But even if I would circumvent that objection and say that Shabbos would be considered a special Zman, and certainly the Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos by far exceeds that of a Regel, but nevertheless it would not get Shechiyonu for a different reason entirely. And that's because it's not a Zman that's created by Klal Yisrael. That Kedusha is a given. It's Kedusha V'kaima. The idea of Shechiyanu is going to reflect the fact that to some extent we are Makadish the Zman. We are actively sanctifying the Zman, and that's why we recite the bracha of Makadish Yisrael Ve'azman. Now, in the case of Yom HaKippurim, what kind of Kedusha do we have? Is it a Kedusha Sayom like Shabbos? Or is it a Kedusha Sayom like the Moadim? And perhaps the Nafkamina would be Shechiyonu. If we postulate, and this again has to be, you know, we have to analyze this in greater detail, but if Shechiyonu requires a Zman that is sanctified by Klal Yisrael, to the exclusion of Shabbos, which has a Kedusha Sayom full blast, nevertheless it doesn't get Shechiyonu because Klal Yisrael are not generating that Kedusha, then we have to ask ourselves, what's the nature of the Kedusha of Yom HaKippurim? Is it a Kedusha of Shabbos or a Kedusha of Yontif? I think I once heard from Rav Soloveitchik, if I'm not mistaken, that back in Lita, again this is something that's wild, but back in Lita there were two minhagim on Yom Kippur. There was one minhag to say good Yontif, and there was another minhag to say good Shabbos. Again, but that's foreign to us. Nobody ever wished me on Yom Kippur a good Shabbos, but, you know, I only knew one Litvak who couldn't pronounce a shiv in my youth. But getting back to the Machzor Vitri, that perhaps that you don't make a bracha on a Kedusha Sayom which does not lend itself to Makadish Yisrael Vazman. That's not considered as Zman Gom. But again, as I said before, even if I could convince you that we should wish each other a good Shabbos on Yom Kippur, that's not going to help me much for Rosh Hashanah. I mean, in a certain sense, Rosh Hashanah becomes the paradigm case of Makadish Yisrael Vazmanim. That's why we have this whole discussion about Sveika Diyoma, about Shtei Kedushos, Kedusha Achas, because we don't know, did Beis Din sanctify the day as Rosh Chodesh, did they not? That obviously is Makadish Yisrael Vazmanim. So why doesn't Rosh Hashanah deserve a Shechiyon? In any event, I wanted to... Please, again...
Explaining the Hava Amina of that
Sukkah. In other words, yeah, I'm trying to figure out
that there would be a Shechiyonu only for Rebellion.
It should be for any Zman. Yeah, that's why, honestly, I'm personally affronted by this Machzor Vitri. It's like I'm insulted, because how can the Machzor Vitri tell me that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is a moed she'eno gomur? Again, if you're dealing with, you know, translate.
He's defining the word regali of pd umplus.
Right.
Okay, so that's the hava mina for that side. We're so used to being the other side that we don't appreciate that particular event. And only the regali that is machayin you, the shechiyon. Not on the other holidays. Only.
So, Rabbi, what I'm trying to convey is that was the ratio of the Machzor Vitri. And he said, based on the Targum Ukkelis, that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is not called a regal. It's Sholosh Regolim, but then he goes on and he says, but you should know that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur have the status of a moed. They're not Zman, they're not regal, but they are moed. And I was very comfortable with that. Then he goes on and he says, but the reason why there's no Shechiyonu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and now he's dropping the first ratio, he's saying of the Od and Inhami, is because the status of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is that of a Moed She'eno Gomur, as opposed to the Shol Shrigolim. And he says that as a separate paragraph to explain and justify why we should omit Shechiyonu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And he's saying that there are two categories of Moadim. There's a Moed Gomor and there's a Moed She'eno Gomor. And that's where I got personally affronted. I said, you know, that's an insult to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. If anything, Yom Kippur is more of a moed than the Shalosh Regalim.
No, it's a different concept. Regalim have to do specifically with a nationalistic holiday. It has to do with Klal Yisrael as a nationalistic holiday. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are holidays for Yechidim. It's not a nationalistic concept. It's not saying that the Ziyas is right. You don't say that.
Well, I think so in Kiddush, Kiddush on Yom Kippur is only for a chole, right? But I think Kiddush on both Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur mentions Yitzias Mitzrayim, if I'm not mistaken. I don't have a master in front of me now. Maybe we could look at it.
Conceptually, it doesn't belong. I think the Mefarshim explain, we may say it because that's what we're used to, but conceptually, it's not as adequate as Mitzrayim. We don't say it in the Shemar Esri, for example. We don't say,
If you have an act, you have access to a machzor. I don't know. I don't have one right now. But Rabosa, again, I wanted to say a little different. I wanted to say it's not that far from what you're saying, Rabbi. But that Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim is much more appropriate for the Shalosh Regalim, because that's the Iker Mitzvah of Beis Din. Of Achodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodoshim is in the context of Moad.
All of them, including Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur.
Oh, so that's what I'm trying to suggest, that perhaps in the case of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we have an element of Kedusha, which again is not inferior to that of Shalosh Regalim, but it puts Yisrael on a lower level. We're not really the power of again, we have to accept the Edim. But the actual Kiddush is not through Yisrael, but rather because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadesh Rosh Hashanah. You know, he took that one Rosh Chodesh and he imbued it, or he upgraded it to the status of a Moed. But it's more HaKadosh Baruch Hu than Klal Yisrael, meaning we are only there to facilitate, but the actual Kiddush comes from up on top. Okay.
Because the Gemara tells us in terms of Shabbos is Kayim, that's a Kodesh Baruch from the Kodesh Shabbos.
Right.
All the other Moadim, all five Moadim, including Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, is totally the Yisrael. The Kodesh Yisrael, the Yom HaZikr, the Yom HaKippur. Because it has nothing to do with a Kodesh Baruch. It's the best thing that is conveyed this month.
Right. I'm just trying to suggest here, again, you know, if you have a better shot about Tzibur and Yochai, I don't know, but the classification by the Machzor Vitri of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur as Eino Moed Gomer might have to do with the fact that, although of course we depend upon Beis Din, but Beis Din is only there to facilitate a Kedusha which really comes from on high. It's not Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanin. It's Mekadesh Yisrael to set up a kiddush, but the kiddush itself is a kind of kvi v'kaima, comes down from Shemayim like that of Shabbos. Which means that what I'm suggesting is that paradoxically, the language eino moed gomor in this case really means it's a greater moed in a certain sense than the Shalosh Regalim. The Shalosh Regalim depend totally on the actual kiddush of Klal Yisrael. Whereas Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, although again, Klal Yisrael obviously have to set up the date, but the Kiddush itself, the Mais HaMekadesh, is a Kvi V'Kaime kind of Kiddush. In any event, what I wanted to share with you, because our time is a little bit limited, is the Toras Chaim. And it's quoted here in the Masifta. Toras Chaim was one of the brilliant Mechadshim, and he writes the following: Hatzad she'ein levarech bohem, meaning Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, shechiyonu, hu mishum she'ein mevarchim osa ela al dover sheyesh bo simcha. Ulekach, b'sholosh regalim sheyesh bohem simcha mevarchim. Kimoshe Nemar v'salmachto b'chagecha. Parshas Re'eh, right? Masha Enki Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur Heim Yemei Adin v'ein levarech b'hem v'atzad sheyesh levarech b'hem hu me'achar v'heim boim mizman lizman l'fichok yesh levarech aleim af she'ein b'hem simcha. Now, what I honestly don't what surprises me, again, I'm sure the fault is mine, but why don't they quote the Rambam? The Rambam says that we don't recite Hallel on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur because Ein Bahem Simcha Yisera, meaning because of Emas Hadin, which to some extent mitigates our Simcha, we cannot recite Hallel. The Rambam's Shita is that the Machayev of Hallel is Simcha. The Toras Chaim is applying that logic to the Machayev of Shechiyonu. And he's saying that the Machayev of Shechiyonu is Simcha. But I'm just amazed that neither the Toras Chaim nor the Masifta is quoting that Rambam in... the Rambam is, I believe, in Hilchas Chanukah, at the end of Hilchas Chanukah. Belina, remind me to check it out, just to make sure I'm not misleading you. And the Rambam says that there's no Hallel on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Mishum She'ein Bahem Simcha Yisera. That would seem to be the background for this Toras Chaim. So maybe I'm just filling in a missing blank here. But that's it. Now, it's interesting that according to Toras Chaim's approach, we have to really push this into the language of the Gemara. The Gemara says, "O Dilma Kaven to Lo Ikri Regalim," and he's interpreting Lo Ikri Chagim of Visamachta Bichagecha. That's a little bit of a stretch. Whereas the Machzor Vitri, based on Rashi, apparently they want to be closer to the text of our Gemara, to Lo Ikri Regalim, and we have to analyze what it means to be a regel. And the Toras Chaim is saying regel means simcha, and the Unkelus is saying regel means a certain kind of a zman. And if you're not called a regel, then you don't rate that name zman. So shechiyonu v'kibonu v'yonu lazman, as that we can't say it with anything other than a regel, which is called the zman. But conceptually, I think the Toras Chaim's approach is much more comfortable, that Shechiyonu has to come from Simcha. And we're going to see this very often in the laws of Shechiyonu, that we're going to try to figure out, let's say, for example, a Beged Chodosh. All right, so I bought myself a new pair of socks. Wonderful. Am I dancing for joy? Or, let's say, a pair of shoes. You know, that's already more questionable. You know, am I in a state of simcha when I buy myself a pair of shoes? Well, let's say you would give me a fruit, and it's a brand new fruit. I have not eaten it. It grows on the tree only during certain months. But it's tasteless. Or it's sour. Or maybe even if I don't enjoy that fruit. So is there a technical, mechanical rule that it's a new fruit and therefore it's mizman lizman and I have to recite Shechiyonu? Or do we say no, that Shechiyonu is generated by Simcha and with all due respect it's mizman lizman but it's missing the element of Simcha? So from the Toras Chaim's perspective, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are coming mizman lizman once a year, but their absent is the level of Simcha and therefore there's no Machayev Shechiyonu. Again, we can ask the question which the Gemara is going to address now. I don't have to recite Shechiyonu, but may I recite? Do I have at least a reshus to be Mevarech Shechiyonu? And that's... All right, let's read the Gemara, but I'm just saying that's a very difficult question, a very difficult premise that I find in this Gemara, that there could be a bracha of Shechiyonu bereshus without a chiyuv. Because I would think if there's no chiyuv, then there's no matir for a bracha. I mean, a bracha is not something that you just decide you're in the mood to make a bracha. I mean, that would be a bracha of atola. I mean, all the sfeikis now, I don't know if you've encountered them, about corona recovery cases, you know, where they should recite Hagomel or not. Have you heard about that? The poskim are mash writing tshuvas about this. If or who should be reciting Hagomel because they had corona? Does that, I mean, shake your head if that rings a bell. I mean, you could fill up a library on this very question that the poskim are writing about. And Rav Osher Weiss has categories, this corona, that temperature, and he had this symptom, not that symptom. And some poskim say, well, he was hospitalized, he wasn't hospitalized. It's mamish, you could fill up a whole uriah of ink, you know. But nobody says that you can just recite the bracha because you're in the mood to recite the bracha. You know, why not just say, okay, I don't know, am I chayiv in Hagomel, not chayiv in Hagomel, but why don't I just take the reshus? The Gemara says that we make birkas hamazon on a kizayis or a kibetza. Machlokas tanoin. And this is something that we took upon ourselves. So all the poskim from A to Z, straight across the gamut, they all raise the question, if the Torah says, v'achalto v'savato be'rachto, what gives us the right to make a bracha if we ate a kizayis, which is not kidei svir? And honestly, the answers to those questions are a lot worse than the question itself. So therefore, when I read the next line in the Gemara, ki asoi Beirav Yehuda, Omar, Anoa Akora Chadita, okay, this is a kind of a gourd, Nami Aminozman, so we have this gourd, this Kora, it's one of the Simonim on Rosh Hashanah. Anyway, so it comes from, you know, 1 year to the other, it gets its season. I recite a Shechiyonu. And the Gemara seems to imply that by analogy we should recite a Shechiyonu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. That's not worse than a new gourd, you know, that the new Kora that you're eating. And according to the Toras Chaim, I'm not exactly sure how to deal with this, because Yom HaDin, he says, is a day of Yira and Pachad, and that mitigates the simcha. I don't know, you know, the comparison to a new gourd. Maybe he means that on a deeper level, even if it's a day of din and judgment, nevertheless, I'm besimcha to some extent because God is judging me. Maybe that's also room for rejoicing, that God doesn't ignore me. And that's enough of a simcha that's not inferior to eating a new kara. But again, this is like backpedaling here, you know, to make some sense out of the Toras Chaim. Amar Leih, so Rabbi turns to Rav Yehuda, and he says, Rishus lo ka mi boili. There's no proof from the fact that you recite a Shechiyonu on Kara Chadita. That's a Rishus, meaning you decided to take license and allow yourself to recite this bracha, even though you're not obligated to do so. And presumably, if you're allowed to make a Shechiyonu on a Pri Chadash, then you can make a Shechiyonu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, because your logic is correct. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is not inferior to the status of a Pri Chadash. But I was asking a whole different question. I was asking if someone would decide to omit Shechiyonu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, would he be remiss of his obligation? Ki komi bo alei chova mai. The Amar Li and Rabbi Yehuda said, Rav Ushmul Diamri Chavayu Ein Omer Zman Ela V'sholosh Regolin. So again, as I said before, and again, I'm just expressing my training, my upbringing. In my upbringing, there's no such thing as a bracha of a reshus. Either you're obligated, and that itself is mati of the bracha, or you're enjoined because it becomes a bracha of atola. Now again, you might ask me, well, can I wake up one morning and say, God, blessed thou art because you're great and you did this for me, you did that for me. Would that be an Iser Bracha Batola? So I heard many times from Rav Soloveitchik that the Iser of Lotisa in the case of a Bracha is specifically when it is in the language of a Bracha. You mean any time in the, you know, you're feeling groovy and you want to thank Hashem in your own formula, that's fine. That's not that you can mention the name of God in that context. But once you put it into a bracha, and again he compared it to shvua b'shem, and it's an Issur Torah to take a shvua b'shem l'shav, if it's, you know, to say, well, you see that tree over there? I swear on the name of God that that's a tree. So he violates an Issur Lav Do Reis of Lotisa Shem Hashem L'Shav. And a Shvuah and a Bracha are similar. Again, the Rav has tons of Torah about this. A profound equation that he proves it from many sugyas, that a Bracha is like a Shvuah. And once you formulate it in the language of a Bracha, you need a Matir for that. Otherwise it becomes a violation of Lotisa. And that's basically what underlies the principle of Safik Brachas L'Hakel. We're not going to say, well, maybe I'm chayav in the bracha, so let me go ahead and make the bracha. By the way, are you interested? I don't want to waste your time, but does it interest you, this question about Hagomel for a recovery from Corona? Does that interest you? Because I saw something fascinating in Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Again, he wasn't around for Corona, but he was around for many, many cases of a suffix in Birchas HaGomel. And I was amazed. I mean, I can't believe that nobody thought of this until Rav Shlomo Zalman in the 20th century. But he writes that in a case where you're not sure whether you should recite HaGomel, then you should take it upon yourself to recite Birchas HaShachar out loud, you know, as, so to speak, the Shliach Tzibur. I mean, there's no din of Shliach Tzibur in Birchas HaShachar, but we want to be Marveh in Amens and so forth and so on. And then, when you get to the last bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem HaGomel Chasadim Tovim Li Amo Yisrael, you should add three words, Shegmolani Kol Tuv. And if you're saying it in the presence of 10 people, then you're Yotze Yochiyu for Birchas HaGomel. And he asks the question, is this called Beshadu Mimadbe'a Shetovu Chachamim? Because the bracha ends with Gomel Chasod Tov Liamo Yisrael, and now you're reading Shegmolani Kol Tov. And he says that Beshadu Mimadbe'a only applies if you change the guf bracha. But if you add something beyond the bracha, you've already finished the bracha, you can add, and it's not Beshadu Mimadbe'a. Again, you have to know Hilchas Brachas inside out for this. But I just was so fascinated, like, the mind of a 20th century thinker comes up with a solution. The Shulchan Aruch, by the way, says just say it without Shemu Malchus in a case of a suffer. Because, you know, there's a big machlokus whether you recite HaGomel in a case of any of a recovery from any situation above and beyond the four categories that are mentioned, enumerated in the Gemara. So if your situation and your salvation doesn't fit into any of those four categories, it's a big machlokus rishonim whether you recite HaGomel or not. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins, in such a case, just recite it without Shemu Malchus. So Rav Shlomo Zalman is saying that his solution is a lot better because he has Shemu Malchus. And anytime you recite a bracha without Shemu Malchus, it's not a bracha at all. It's basically just an expression to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that if I only could, I would be reciting a bracha. I'm a good guy, you know, I'm not an ingrate. But it's not a bracha. Whereas Rav Shlomo Zalman says that my solution is a bracha. Now, I don't know, I was just fascinated. Like, what happened for, like, you know, 2,000 years, so to speak? But I don't know. To me, it was very new. Now, I recovered without any symptoms. So even Rav Weiss would say that I'm not chayv and I go, but you know, now that I have Rav Shlomo Zalman's recommendation, I might take him up on it, you know. All right. Meisvei. So again, I'm leaving this as a question. If But you can only answer this question if you identify with the question. If you don't identify with the question, then leave it out. But if you do identify, and this is like one of the Gimel Ikrei Hadas for me, that you don't make a bracha because you're in the mood to make a bracha. I have a relative, he's not alive anymore. Anytime we got into the car in New York City, he would say Tefillah Sadera. And in one sense, he was right. I mean, driving in New York City, and there are plenty of other cities that you could find, is Pasha Sakada. But the law is that it's only when you go out of the city, you know, you have to go 70 amos, this, that, and the other thing. So it always rubbed me the wrong way that he would just decide for himself, you know, Das Atzmo, I'm going to make a Tefillah Sadera. With a Baruch Atah Hashem Shomer Tefillah. Anyway, Meisvei, the Gemara Sakasha. We have a Braisa. Now, the Braisa is interpreting a Pasuk in Koheles that says, Tein Chelek L'Shiva V'Gam L'Shmona. A very ambiguous Pasuk. And the Braisa records a Machlokas Tanoim, how to interpret this Pasuk. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Shiva Elu Shiva Yimei Breishis. And the intention here of Shlomo HaMelech is to say that from the 7 days of creation, there's one chelek which is given to Shabbos. Ushmona Eliyamei Mila. So basically, the thrust of this pasuk is to identify specific days and their significance. So within the context of the number 7, the 7th day is indicated by the name Shiva, and it gets its own chelek, tein chelek l'shiva. And it means that amongst the 7 days, there's, you know, just like we have a chosen people, we have a chosen day, and the chosen day is Shabbos. The 8th day could also be a chosen day. That's what Shlomo HaMelech is pointing out, and that's the 8th day of Mila. So when it says V'gam l'shmona, it's coming to tell you that Mila and its 8th day should be placed on the same level as Shabbos. And the Gemara elsewhere wants to derive from this drasha of Rabbi Eliezer that Mila Bismana is Docha Shabbos, because Shabbos is not superior to the 8th day of Mila. In any event, Gam L'Shmona. So you have to give a Chelek to Shmona, and that means that the 8th day of Mila is Docha Shabbos. It's even greater than Shabbos in that sense. Okay. Now, that's Rabbi Elias. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Shiva Elu Shivas Yimea Pesach, Ushmona Elu Shmona Yimei Hachak. Now, in this context, Rabbi Yeshua sees in this pasuk a contrast between Shmini Atzeres as the 8th day of Sukkot and Pesach, which only has 7 days. And now, what does it mean when he says in the pasuk, Tein chelek l'shiva, v'gam l'shmona. What's the meaning of v'gam? Kshu omer v'gam, l'rabos atzeres, v'rosh hashona, v'yom ha-kippurim. Okay, that's interesting because we thought that shmona is the 8th day, and that's a reference to Atzeres. So the answer, I believe, here is that the word Shmona, which is interpreted by Yeshua as Atzeres, is not referring to Shmini Atzeres, necessarily, but rather to Chag HaShavuos. And what that means is that Rabbi Yeshua is looking in this pasuk to find other days other than the 7 days of Yontif, which are not called Regel, but yet are upgraded to the same status as Regel. And any day that you'll come up with that's not included in the 7 days of Regel and is called Shmona. So the word Shmona is not to be translated as the eighth day, but rather any day that's beyond seven. And therefore he has a whole list of days that qualify and are upgraded to the special status of Tein Chelek, Lishmona, Vegam Lishmona, which are days that are endowed with Kedusha Sayom, not within the framework of the seven. So what do we have? As far as Sukkot and Pesach is concerned, we have 7 days of Pesach, 7 days of Sukkot. As far as Chag HaShavuos is concerned, we only have 1 day. As far as Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur, we only have 1 day. But they also deserve a chelek, because in this expanded definition of Shmona, of Gamul Shmona, we're talking about any day that's endowed with Kedushas Hayom, is upgraded to the status and included in Gamul Shmona. So what's the Gamul Shmona? What are these days being included in beyond the 7 days of Sukkot and Pesach? So Gemara says, my love, what is this upgrade that Rabbi Yeshua is giving to Tein Chelek Lishmona, Lizman, for the Brach of Shechiyonu, which means that just like we recite Shechiyonu on the 7 days of Pesach, again, we don't recite it on every single day, but Pesach itself is Machayev Shechiyonu, and just like Chag HaSukkos, the 7 days, is Machayev Shechiyonu, so too, Shavuos, and even Rosh Hashanah, and Yom HaKippurim, are all Mechayev in Zman. And this is against Rav and Shmuel, because Rav and Shmuel say that Birkas Shechiyonu is limited to Shalosh Regalim. So Gemara rejects, Lo Libracha. What does that mean? We do not include Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, in Shechiyonu, because Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur do not have the status of a regel. However, as far as Brach is concerned, to be mevarach on the Kedusha of the day, and to recite Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, here we're going to include Shmona, which refers to Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom HaKippur. And the question now that we have to address is, my komashmal and pshita. When we talk about Shechiyonu, so we say that the Machayev Shechiyonu is Regel, which means Zman. But when we talk about the Kedusha Sayom, as I've said over and over again, the Kedusha Sayom of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and certainly of Shavuos, is not inferior to that of Sukkot and Pesach. So we're not exactly sure why Rabbi Yeshua feels compelled to have a special ribui of Gam Lishmona to teach me that you recite Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim on these days. Just give me a second. Where is the Rashi? Okay. All right, so right now, I don't find the Rashi. Now, in the back of the Gemaras, there is a section which people don't, and I'm guilty as well, don't usually look at. And it's called Hagos Haram Horovitz. And there's some brilliant chidushin. Anyway, he writes that if we're talking about Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim in the Gemara's answer, not Shechiyonu, why doesn't Rabbi Yeshua mention Rosh Chodesh? And in the Tefillah of Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, we say Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael V'Rosh Chodeshim, and that is the Kedush Sayom of Rosh Chodesh. Why isn't that mentioned here in the list of Shmona? And he gives a brilliant answer. He says, Hazkaras Rosh Chodesh Eino Machmas Kiddushas Hayom Elo Machmas Kiddush HaChodesh. When we say Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael V'Roshei Chodoshim, it's interesting that we're saying this on Rosh Chodesh. What we mean is that we are actually implementing a kind of Kiddush HaChodesh. He doesn't elaborate. If I were given the permission to elaborate, I would say we have a mitzvah of HaChodesh HaZeh Rosh Chodoshim, which was incumbent upon Beis Din back in the day. But today, we don't have Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah. We only have Kiddush Al Pi Cheshbon. So what do we do with the mitzvah of HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodoshim? And the answer is that I think through our tefillos, we are actually sanctifying the day as Rosh Chodesh. And that action of sanctification is achieved when we recite the bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael, V'Roshei Chodoshim. But be that as it may, whether you accept my elaboration or not, one thing is crystal clear. He's absolutely right that Rosh Chodesh is not endowed with Kiddushas Hayom. And therefore, although it's the identical Nusach HaBrach on Rosh Chodesh as it is on any other day that's endowed with Kiddushas Hayom, don't make that mistake. Don't fall into the hole over here. Don't assume that when we recite this identical Nusach HaBrach on Rosh Chodesh as we do on any other day that's endowed with Kiddushas Hayom, it's one Miksha Achas, it's one Mechayev. It's not. Because in other days, whether it's Shavuos, whether it's Rosh Chodesh, whether it's Rosh Hashanah, whether it's Yom HaKippurim, is Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim is a blessing on the Kiddush Sayyom. But in Rosh Chodesh, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Rosh HaKadoshim is not on the Kiddush Sayyom. And the proof is because Rosh Chodesh doesn't have any Iser Malacha whatsoever. It's a Chol, it's a day of Chol like any other day of Chol. Norfasi says that the Nusach HaBracha reflects the fact that we are Mekadesh the Chodesh. And Yalaviyovo, he wants to suggest, in the other tefillos, other than Musaf, on Rosh Chodesh, which doesn't mention in a Nusach HaBracha Mekadesh Yisrael V'Rosh HaChodoshim, there he says, our Kiddush HaChodesh is achieved through Yalaviyovo. And he says the proof of the pudding is that if you omit Yalla V'Yovo at night of Rosh Chodesh, then you don't repeat Shmon Esrei, because although Yalla V'Yovo is part of a process of Kiddush HaChodesh, that doesn't apply at night because Ein Mekadeshim Es HaChodesh B'Laila. So our substitute for the original Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah, that we are Mekadesh HaChodesh through Tefillah, could not apply on the night of Rosh Chodesh, because there was never an original Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah at night, because Ein Mekadesh HaChodesh B'Laila. Obviously, there's another dimension to Yalla V'Yovo, because otherwise, why do we recite Yalla V'Yovo at night? Even though there's no Kiddush HaChodesh at night, there must be another halacha of Hazkara, you know, that we have to mention in the day, and that starts at night, because in halacha, the night is part of the day, it kicks off the day. But that's not Likuva, that's not critical in Shmon Esrei. What's critical in Shmon Esrei is that we utilize the tefillah as a method of being Mekadesh the Chodesh, and that doesn't apply at night. Our pasuk here, of Vitein V'gam Tein L'Shmona, is going to omit Rosh Chodesh, because that Tein L'Shmona only applies to those days that are sanctified with the Kiddushas Hayom, as opposed to Rosh Chodesh, which doesn't have the sanctity of Kiddushas Hayom. And we mentioned Mekadesh Yisrael and Yalla V'Yovo, for that matter, for the other tefillos, for a whole different reason. It's not the Mechayev of Kiddushas Hayom. Interesting piece of Torah here from Rabbi Eliezer Moshe Horowitz. Now, the pasuk says, Tein chelek l'shiva v'gam l'shmona. So Rashi, in Koheles, says that when it says in the Gemara, Elu Shiva Yemei Pesach, says Rashi, Le'inyan Karbonos Tzibur, Sheyesh Lahakir B'chol Yom, Yishivas Yemei HaPesach, U'Bishmonis Yemei HaChag, a Karbon Tzibur. It cannot be referring to Shechiyonu, because we're not going to recite Shechiyonu on each day, so how can you tell me 7 days? It must be referring, says Rashi, to the Karbonos that are brought on each of these days. Now, the end of that same pasuk in Koheles reads the following. It says, Ki lo seda ma yira'a al ha'aretz, which means that if there'll be a churban beis hamigdash, we can no longer bring the karbanos. So the karbanos are only meaningful as long as the migdash stands, but not after the churban. And ki lo seda mayia ra'a al ha'aretz seems to be implying that don't think, right, that the pasuk here in Koheles is coming lafuke, the following havamina, that the kedushas hayom of Yemei HaPesach is gone with the churban habayis. We can no longer bring the korbanos of the day, which represent the kedushas hayom and the mitzvos hayom. That Kedusha generates its own karbon. Now that we don't have that, because the Migdash is gone. And the Pasuk goes on to add, Ki lo seda mayia ra'a al ha'aretz, as if to say, be oblivious to the fact that there will be ra'a al ha'aretz. The special, unique nature of this day, which generates a bracha of Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim, that continues even after Ra'ah, even after Yeh Ra'ah al ha'aretz. It remains in its original Kedusha, despite the fact that there's no possibility of bringing the Karbanos after the Churb. So that the Bracha of Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, in a certain sense, disregards the incomplete nature of the Kedusha Sayyom. And I was thinking perhaps we can add another little piece to the puzzle, and that is when Ishalma Parms Vaseinu, that in Tfilas Musaf, we are bringing the Karban Musaf. I mean, you'll ask me, I didn't see a Karban Musaf, I don't even see a Beis HaMikdash. But the answer is that Chazal say that the Tfilah itself replaces the Karban. So in that, from that perspective, we do have the full-blasted Kedusha Sayyom. And that's going to specifically express itself in the Tefillah of Musaf, which replaces those unique karbanos that are brought on these days. Now, once again, if we take the analogy that I wanted to suggest before to Hallel, then it would be very interesting to wonder whether or not Pesach is exactly equivalent to Sukkot. We only have 1 day of Hallel on Pesach. We have 7 days of Hallel on Sukkot. I mean, the days of Hallel on Pesach, Chol HaMoed, that's only Minhag Avoseinu V'Yodeinu, but that's not real Hallel. And many of the Sephardic poskim will omit a bracha on Chol HaMoed Pesach. That amongst the Sephardim, that's not the final, but in the Rishonim, that's the way. And the reason why the Gemara says in Erechin we don't have Hallel on the other days of Pesach is because there are no new Karbanos. It's not like Sukkot, where there's a new set and calculation of Karbanos on each day of Sukkot. So I'm thinking out loud, when we have the bracha of Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, we're going to recite that bracha on all 7 days of Sukkot. Of that I have no contention, because we have unique karbanos on each day of Sukkot. In the case of Pesach, I think it's a big chiddush that we say Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim on Chol HaMoed Pesach. These are days in which we omit Hallel because they don't have special karbanos. But I think the answer to that question is that as far as Kedushas Hayom is concerned, but how does it work in the case of Hallel? Every day of Sukkot is Machayev its own Hallel because of special Korban. So what does that mean? It means that the Kedushas Hayom of Korban, each day of Sukkot, is a special, unique Kedushas Hayom, hence a special key of Hallel on that day. So that the Korban itself reflects on the Kedushas Hayom. But as far as Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim is concerned, all I need is the basic strata or structure of Kedushas Hayom, which Chol HaMoed Pesach has no less than Sukkot. For Hallel, we need that extra element beyond Kedushas Hayom of Chidush HaKarbonos, and that only exists on Sukkot and not on Pesach. I'm talking about Chol HaMoed. But as far as the Kedushas Hayom that generates Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, for that all I need is the basic common Miksha Achas Kedushas Hayom that applies to the 7 days of Pesach no less than to the 7 days of Sukkot. So that's another question about Hallel. Why Hallel? It's not enough to have the basic Kedushas Hayom, and we say Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim on Pesach, on Chol HaMoed, no less than we do on Sukkot, but we need that extra, that extra chupar, that extra element on top, to boot, the cherry on top of Chidush HaKarbonos, to expand and enhance the Kedushas Hayom so that we get a separate Hallel. Now, it's interesting that if he did not recite Hallel on the first day of Pesach, then he's chayav in Hallel on Chol HaMoed, at least one day. And the same thing would be true for Shechiyonu. If, let's say, he didn't recite Shechiyonu on the first day of Sukkot, or the first day of Pesach, then at his earliest opportunity, he will recite Shechiyonu. So basically, the Brach of Shechiyonu and Zman covers the entire regel. I only have to recite it once, but that one bracha relates to the entire regel. Not so. Oh, so therefore, if he didn't recite Shechiyonu on the first day, he'll recite Shechiyonu on the second day. Now, in the case of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios, there the Shechiyonu could only be justified if it's Kedusha Achas. You know, you follow what I mean? If that the second day of Yontif is just a repeat, a replica of the first day of Yontif. Now, I was told that the women will not recite Shechiyonu on Yontif Sheni Shel Golios when they light the candles. Is that familiar to you? But yet we recite Shechiyonu in Kiddush. Do we not? All right, we'll check that out. So that could be a research project of the relationship between Zman and Shechiyonu in the case of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios. So let's just make a note of where we got up to. And just want to find my... Oh, here it is. Okay, so we got up to Hachinami Mistabra. So we're on Daf Mem Amid Beis. And we're more or less in the middle of the Amud. I mean, a little towards the bottom. And Mirtz Hashem will continue this tomorrow.